We're in the, or just outside the Palm House in Sefton Park with David and Erin Halligan-Lake, the ambassadors of the Manky Monkeys.
That's right.
I remember we interviewed you way back months ago when all this was kicking off.
October last year it was, yeah. October, it probably would have been about mid-October when we were just sort of running on the adrenaline of the whole Manky Monkey project. And that's about over six months ago now. And it's just flown.
And it was a sort of alternative to the Goat Penguins at the time, and it was a sort of maybe cheap alternative.
Well, it quite literally that. It was just an alternative for people, businesses who wanted to get involved, but, you know, like the independent biennial or the fringe festival, whatever it may be. It's that kind of idea. Do it independently, do it without public funding, and let's make it accessible for businesses to, you know, get involved in something that's, you know, a citywide charity art project.
Yeah, so now we're coming up to the auction, and you must be really pleased with the way the whole thing's gone.
Definitely.
Absolutely, yeah.
I think that it's been absolutely amazing, because it's, you know, because you do these things, you never can really tell how the public are going to react to it. But 10,000 maps are all gone. People have been doing the monkey trails, sending in photos to the Facebook fan page, and we've got a few hundred of the great and good at Liverpool coming here on Thursday to buy them, get a little piece of, you know, the Liverpool monkey history.
And they look amazing in the Palm House as well, with all the greenery behind them. I mean, it's like a piece of the jungle. So, come down and have a look at them and take some photos and post them on our Facebook site. You might win prizes.
by the way, the Palm House have given us this, like everyone else has given so much stuff for free, yes. For the event, and obviously hosting the monkeys for a few days before. And it's, I'm glad they stepped forward, because it was just, we were looking for somewhere to have the auction, and when the Palm House stepped forward, it seemed like, I think I slapped my own forehead with that kind of realization. Of course, the jungle in Liverpool.
Yeah, it is the most appropriate place, really,
it's
isn't
the best
it?
Place,
yeah.
Yes, yeah. They really look at home there. But this is the first time, even during making, the first time they're all together in one place, and probably the last as well. Last chance to see them all, because they'll be going far and wide after this, when people will take care of the way under their arms on Thursday.
Yeah, because there's 101 total, but and I think there's 40 up for auction.
On the night itself, yeah, we are taking bids on all of the monkeys. Anyone who wants to bid, if it open it to everybody in the world, if they want to, bid on their favourite monkey. Just send your bid and the monkey and your full contact details, and if they email it to rsvp@mankymonkey.com. If they lose that, they can find us on Facebook and the website, mankymonkey.com, all that.
Yeah, facebook.com/mankymonkey is our Facebook.
We're accepting bids, 50 quid upwards, and it might be beat already, you never know, but, you know, give it a try. This is a chance for everybody to own a piece of, you know, Liverpool's cultural history. I'm saying it again. I'm reading out my own PR things. I've been here many
years. You'll be talking about the legacy next, won't you?
The legacy. Oh, I've been talking about the legacy. But that's. But it is. You know. Either way, I was saying to Erin a while back when we were in the middle of making monkeys, that, you know, no matter what, at the end of this, we'll be raising something for Alder Hay. That's first and foremost. And because we were there making monkeys and people were taking photos, we're forever a part of people's holiday snaps. No, we are that. We you know, that kind of. So it's nice to have left, you know, no matter some kind of piece of something.
But most of the pictures have you two in sort of covered in bits of paint and.
That's nice. It's a lot of laughs.
Not your most glamorous shots.
it's keeping it real. I mean, it's keeping it real. And when people sort of see, like, you know, we're not just the self-titled ambassador and wag and all very pompous with my ceremonial jacket, which.
We're also covered in paint and coffee beans and flour and everything else. We
covered in paint, glue, and monkey fur. It's finally come out. I did find some monkey fur on my finger the other day.
I found some monkey fur on my pants when I went out the other day.
Do monkeys melt or something?
they do. They need trimming sometimes as well when we're applying paint to them. But it's like our house. It's like when you come home from holiday and you'll find sand in places for forever. And it's monkey fur is going to be a part of our lives, I think.
We saw quite a few in the HQ in Hanover Street, but seeing them here all lined up and in the trees and that, it looks fantastic.
It's
really very humorous as well. It just makes you laugh and smile. And
that's what we wanted to do. It was very much in the spirit of, you know, when we started, we were just flying by the seat of our pants. But we found that, you know, the reason it was working and catching on so well is because it just sums up, it's kind of something that represents the spirit of Liverpool. Without getting too mushy about it all, the fact of, you know, people just even in tough times working together, this has only been possible for businesses working together rather than against each other in a time of financial crisis, to do something that all it's designed for is for people to have a laugh. smile point, take photos, something to go around and see, and to raise money for a worthy cause as well. But that's, there's no, you know, I like to keep things simple now. There's no other agenda. They're only here, they're here to make you smile. That's it. There's no dichotomy of social fabric purpose.
And no capitalism either.
No representation of the duality of society's means. And you know, I don't do the big words.
Great. Okay, so yeah, so the auction's on Thursday. We'll see you then and hope it goes well.
So thanks very much. And for those people that, you know, we're not being elitist here, for those people who do want to get, have the chance to get a monkey, just send the bids into the email address, rsvp@mankeymonkey.com, and just get them in now because the hammer goes down Thursday night.
Great. Thanks very much.
Thanks for
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Thanks for downloading from DefNet Media.